Hello, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, the free weekly podcast for medical sales professionals. I'm talking to you today to help get you started off to a good year. And you're probably thinking that that's a little crazy when the title of my podcast is How Your Competition is Going to Beat You This Year. Beat me, you're probably saying, that's impossible. I'm going to kick some butt this year. But let me tell you what your competition is planning. Despite the fact that this is a new year, and I know you're thinking, new year, new quota, I've got this under control, I'm fired up, this is going to be a great year for me. Well, you know something? Your competition is saying the same thing, only they're taking some additional steps to make sure that they have the success that you want. And obviously that they want. So let's talk about what they're doing to go after you and your business this year. The first thing that they're doing, or the first thing they've done, is they have clearly defined their sales goals for this year, and it includes selling their entire product line. Now I can hear what you're saying. Well, you know, my product line's pretty big, and that's if it is. I know some of you have very limited product lines. Some of you may only have one product. But I'm talking to you folks now who've got an extensive product line and you cherry pick what it is that you sell. Sometimes that's a good idea. Oftentimes it is not. But here's the thing. If you've been doing good in the past, just selling a few products and they're high-priced items and you're hitting quota, well, here's what your competition is planning to do to go after you. They're looking to sell their entire product line or a lot more than they have in the past. What is the benefit of doing that? Well, the first thing, when they're showing other products besides the main products or the glory products, if you know what I'm talking about, what they're doing, first of all, is they're spending more time in front of their customers, who, by the way, also happen to be your customers. The other thing they're doing is that when they show their entire product line, they're appearing to be more of a resource to their customers. In other words, they're showing that they have the ability to solve more than just the one problem that maybe you've been tackling with that one item. So that's the first thing they're doing. They've clearly defined their goals and they are selling the entire product line. The next thing that they are doing, talking about your competition now, is they are spending time every week planning for the next week. In other words, what they're going to do, and they're also taking a little bit of time every day preparing for the next day's sales presentations. Now, I know you're probably saying you don't have time to do this and you're pretty good, you could wing it, you're a great salesperson, and I believe that you are. But recognize that your competition is probably pretty good as well. But they're taking the extra step. What they're doing is they're actually going and preparing. They're practicing. So you might want to keep that in mind if you're losing some sales or you suddenly see your competition moving some of your business over to theirs. What else are they doing this year? You know something else they're doing? They've taken the time to sharpen their selling skills. How are they doing that? Well, first of all, they're reading books about sales. Every book they could get their hands on. They go online and they look for all kinds of information about medical sales, including the various forums and bulletin boards that are on the web. They may or may not listen to programs such as you're listening to right now, the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. And just the fact that you're doing that shows that you're doing some of the right things. But don't hesitate to take it to the next level. Get your hands on everything you can about medical sales and read it. And the one additional step that you want to consider doing is to attend live training programs. Find out what's available for your from your company. Look for any sort of recurrent education. This is invaluable. And you may even want to consider, this isn't a plug. Well, I guess it is a plug, but it's not a cheap plug. Hopefully you'll feel that way. You may want to consider attending a program such as the one that I'm planning on doing several times this year, which is Success Skills for Medical Sales Professionals. We'll be doing a public program this year, and I'll tell you more about that later. The other thing that they are doing is they are developing and maintaining good time management skills. Now, if you're like a lot of people in this industry, one of the things you're saying is, well, I manage my time the best I can, but I've got a tough job and I got to go where my customers want me when they want me. And you know something? That is true. But it is not an excuse to avoid having good time management skills. You see, there's so much more that you have to do besides just servicing your customers and making an occasional sales call. You have to make sure that you are maximizing your time in front of your customers for selling and servicing them. in addition to all the other bureaucratic paperwork you have to do, compliance issues and whatnot, your competition is doing this. They are learning how to manage their time efficiently. Because you see, here's what happens when you're a good time manager. It means that you get to spend more time in front of your customers than your competition does. So your competition right now is planning on spending a lot more time with your customers than maybe you are. Just something to think about. Another thing that your competition has decided and committed to this year is that they're not going to take no for an answer. Now, they might hear no 50 times, 100 times, but they've decided that until the customer says to them, you know what, I'm never going to use this, I don't want to see it again, don't tell me about any of your product updates, I'm just not interested, don't come back. Until they hear that, they're going to keep going back, bringing new information, new success stories, and find ways to deliver that product or service to their customers such that the customer says, okay, let's give it a try. And the last thing that your competition has decided to do, they have committed to always doing what they say that they are going to do, no matter what. No matter what. This is one of the basic tenets of medical sales, because you're dealing with healthcare providers who are taking care of patients. They depend on their suppliers and their vendors doing what it is they say they're going to do so that they could take care of their patients. So they are counting on you. You know, I bring this up because I'm trying to make a point here. If you want to really defeat and go after the competition this year, you're going to have to be better than them. Because here's the truth. It's not that your competitors have a better product than you. It's not that they have better relationships with your customers than you do. And it's not that they're smarter than you. What it's about is how prepared you are going to be versus how prepared they're going to be, and whether you're working smarter than they are or not. You see, here's a question you need to ask yourself. How many hours will you spend this year actually in front of your customers, trying to get your customers to say yes to what it is that you are offering? Because realistically, it's never going to be as much as you think or hope it's going to be at the beginning of every year. So I wanted to bring you this message at this time of the year. It's a new year, regardless of when you're listening to this. Make it a new year. Make it a new start. Commit to starting to doing things in ways that will bring you the success that you're after. And that means preparing, training, being the best that you can be. Because it's not only you who wants to succeed. It's not only your family that's depending on you. But there are all of your customers and their patients who are counting on you to make sure that you deliver the best product and service to their healthcare providers so they can maximize their health and well-being. Because as I always say at the end of every podcast, remember, ultimately, whatever it is that we do in medical sales, the patient always comes first. I wish you a phenomenal year selling, and whenever you're listening to this from this point forward, make it a great year. Have a great week selling. I'll talk to you next week. Bye for now.